Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Nolan and Braden in the studio tonight. Kirk, unfortunately, was having some Wi-Fi issues over at his new place over in Austria, but he should be back with us for next week. So this week, like I said, obviously Braden and myself in the studio got a lot to talk about. Obviously, the biggest news going around baseball right now, did he or did he not gamble on baseball? I'm referring to Mr. Shohei Ohtani and his interpreter, or ex-interpreter, I should say. Obviously, you got Will Smith signing. You got MLB starting up tomorrow. Regular season officially gets underway. Obviously, we'll talk about last week's games over in Korea as well, and just some other news that was happening around the MLB from this past week. As always, we want to give a shout out to our sponsors. We got the Rip Grip Pro. That's Rip Grip Pro by Tress Sullivan and his guys. Obviously, very helpful when it comes to your hitting and everything like that. Excellent product. We highly endorse it. Same as obviously the Rope Trainer. We've been with them for quite a while now and obviously very well endorsed that one as well. But yeah, as for this week's episode though, like obviously, I mean, what can we say? The season's finally getting underway, which means the weather's getting warmer. The birds are singing. The sun's staying up longer. It's going to be good. I know for a fact I'm already planning a couple baseball trips. I don't know what you guys are doing out there or not, but hopefully you guys are thinking along the same lines. If you guys get opening day tickets, absolutely send us a message. Tag us if you want on any of our socials. Obviously, our socials are Dirtbag Baseball Nation. And yeah, so I mean, it's going to be very awesome, man. Let's be honest. Tomorrow's that big day that everybody's waiting for. Hopefully a few of you have called in with the cough, fake sickness, just so you guys can watch the early games. Obviously, we're going to talk about some other key injuries that have happened over the past week, opening up spots for a lot of young guys. And we're going to talk about the Baltimore Orioles' official sale of the team to David Rubenstein and his people. And obviously, the biggest news, I think, for prospects that got sent down in Jackson Holliday, not making the Baltimore Orioles. But anyways, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break, and we're just going to get up and get after it like we always do. All right.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Hi, welcome back to the Dirtbag Talk Show here, people. All right, so obviously we got games kicking off. Now, unfortunately, there's already been a couple postponements. Obviously, people in the New York, Philadelphia area, I guess, are getting rained on right now. I'm not 100% sure. But Brewers, Mets postponed tomorrow. Braves, Phillies postponed tomorrow. I'm just looking to see if they are making it up as doubleheaders or not over the next couple of days. But it doesn't look like it as of right now. So, I mean, that one will be, I guess, a to be determined for later in the year. Yeah, I'm not seeing an opening day doubleheader anywhere. So yeah, that'll be later in the year. But, I mean, hey, what can we say?
Welcome to baseball.
Welcome to baseball.
No, baby. No other sport you're going to see a postponement, especially to start the season.
Bryan Cranston, man. I don't know if anybody out there was watching his hype video for the upcoming season or not. Now, it wasn't the same as the one that he did there last year. Last year's, I thought that he brought pretty good energy. This year, I see him walking around Dodger Stadium. I'm like, damn, man, I want to be you for a day. Just to get to do that commercial, God, that'd be sweet. But either way, no, like, it's that time of year. Everybody's excited. Like I said earlier, the springtime's rolling around. You know, the weather's getting nice. For those out there that are already in season, good for you guys up here in Canada. We still have another month before our season kicks off. So the second something like this happens for us, oh, God, we get excited, man. You get a send of baseball. Oh, boy, I'm trying to get my Toronto Blue Jays tickets already. Not a huge Jays fan, but, I mean, they're our local team, so you got to get out to as many games as you can. But anyways, on to the news of this of what has happened this past week. Obviously, you get Will Smith. Sounds like he's very close to finalizing a 10-year, $140 million deal to stay with the Los Angeles Dodgers. That's Will Smith, the catcher, obviously, not Will Smith, the relief pitcher. Obviously, works out to $14 million a year, just plain and simple math right there. We don't know what the actual contract verbiage looks like or anything like that, so we're not sure if there's any opt-outs. We'll wait until that one gets finalized, and we'll probably talk about that in next week's episode as to how exactly it looks. But, I mean, obviously, 10-year, $140 million deal, that's the longest contract ever for a catcher, surpassing Buster Posey's 9-year, $167 million that he signed with the San Francisco Giants in 2013.
Wow. Yeah. No, that's interesting. And it's not like he's young. He's been in the league for a couple years now, so obviously that puts him, what is he now, 27?
Yeah, about 27 years
so
old.
So puts him to pretty much the end of his career. We talked about it a bit before the show. I think he's the type of guy that obviously he's a major league hitter. Probably transitions out of catcher at some point, becomes a first baseman, or you know, transitions into a platoon or DH role. I love that contract. He's an all-star catcher.
Yeah, and it's definitely not a contract that you're breaking the bank on either. Like, I mean, and
doesn't hamstring anybody, which is
no,
the big thing.
No, and it's funny saying that considering it's the Los Angeles Dodgers, how much we've talked about them just freely spending millions of dollars this offseason. This was just a fantastic signing again by upper management. Like you said, it locks up one of their core pieces to a long-term extension. Obviously, he's going to be the catcher of the future and the catcher now for the Los Angeles Dodgers for the foreseeable future. Like you said, I can't see him lasting all 10 years as a catcher just because of the strain that it puts on your body and everything like that. And yeah, he'll be 38 by the time his contract runs out. So, I mean, I don't even know exactly what he's got left on his original contract. But yeah, obviously, yeah, this will take him past his age 38 season with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Like you said, he's a supremely talented hitter, all-star worthy catcher. Defensively, I mean, he's good, not great in my opinion, but I don't get to see him all the time. So this is just kind of me looking at it from an outsider's perspective. But hey, I mean, that's your five-hole hitter. He's going to slide in there. He's going to carry that. He's going to hop in behind the big boys, let's be honest, and help solidify the rest of that lineup.
Yeah, I think the only thing you need to say about that is, and I know we've gone a little crazy with contracts, but that's a drop in the bucket. $14 million a season. I'm happily spending that. You know, you see that on everyday run-of-the-mill free agents. So great signing.
Yeah, now jumping over to the Cincinnati Reds, huge loss today. Matt McClain needs shoulder surgery. So a partially torn labrum is what I've been reading here quickly. So, I mean, that's one where right now there's no timetable for him. Yeah, partially torn labrum and damaged cartilage. So obviously that is a huge loss for the Cincinnati Reds, especially with how well he played last year. I don't even know exactly what position he was going to play this year. Sounded like either second base or shortstop for the most part. But I mean, yeah, that's a bat that's tough to lose, especially if Jonathan India doesn't come back to being the player that he was a couple years ago when he won Rookie of the Year there. Like, it's a tough pill to swallow. Obviously, you're hoping Ellie De La Cruz and the rest of those young guys all continue to take their steps forward like they should be. But Matt McClain last year, I mean, that guy was one of the most underrated players in all of baseball. Definitely on the Cincinnati Reds, had 20-plus home runs, 80-plus RBIs, .280 average. Like, that's tough production to just lose.
It is, but, you know, I just think the Reds are in the type of position where it's like next man up, see who can do what, and if somebody steps up, fills that gap, they're better off for it once McClain comes back.
Yeah. Now, the good thing is, I mean, it's not his throwing shoulder, it's his catching shoulder. So there is a chance that he could be back at some point during the season. But as of right now, there's no timetable, so we can't even give you guys any updates on that one. But jumping over to some more news, you got Dylan Carlson was placed on the injured list with a sprained left shoulder. Sounds like he'll be out a couple weeks, which opens up opens up center field to, what is he, the number three prospect, I believe, in the Cardinals farm system, Victor Scott II, becoming the opening day center fielder for the Cardinals. Obviously, the kid had a fantastic spring training. Last year, tied for the minor league lead for stolen bases with, I think it was like 94. So there's going to be a chance that, it's incredibly unlikely based on the fact that he's a rookie and everything like that, and probably won't get significant playing time once Tommy Edman and Dylan Carlson come back. But I mean, if he goes gangbuster right off the start of the season, there's a chance we could have 100 stolen base guy up in the major leagues this year. Like, bar set high between Esteri Ruiz and Ronald Acuna, who, I mean, obviously Acuna last year cracked 70. Ruiz, I think, was high 60s. But hey, when you got these kids with all this speed, like they're saying that Victor Scott has, I don't know if it's possible. We saw Billy Hamilton obviously crack 100 stolen bases down in the minors and couldn't do it ever up in the major leagues, unfortunately. If Scott can get on base, man, they always said about him, it's more or less just a double because of his speed.
Mm. Yeah, no, it's exciting. Yeah, what more can be said? Kind of similar to the McLean situation. Good situation to try out a young guy. And once Carlson's back, you know, you make tough decisions. Or it's not even a tough decision. It's somebody that you get a chance to play at the big league level. You perform. You secure that position. And then you cross that bridge when you get there.
Then just the last piece of news that we want to talk about here in this first segment. The Arizona Diamondbacks bringing in another number one or number two. That rotation just became the best in baseball. Hands down, in my opinion, hands down the best rotation in baseball. Jordan Montgomery, 1 year, $25 million deal. You think about that stud of a rotation. You got, obviously, Zach Gallen, who's going to be in the Cy Young candidacy. You got Merrill Kelly as the number two, probably. You got Eduardo Rodriguez, and you got Jordan Montgomery. Now, I don't know when Jordan Montgomery will actually be major league ready to go in games, I'm saying. Might be middle April, might be closer towards the end of April. But I'm looking at it like, man, this is a team that just went to the World Series last year. And what was the knock on them? They didn't have pitching.
Yeah.
What did they do? They just went out and got two surefire horses to help solidify that team. Brandon Fott, if he can take that next jump forward too. Like, that's their number five, and last year he was their number three, and he was a good number three, too. He pitched excellently in the playoffs. Obviously, he wasn't as successful in the regular season. Kind of ran out of juice there in the World Series against the Rangers, but, I mean, I'm looking at it like, dude, this is a team that their window's now. The NL West is going to be the wild, wild west. That is for damn sure. That just became, in my opinion, the best division of baseball.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, welcome back here, everybody. Obviously, we were talking about some signings before the break and some injury news and everything like that. Now, obviously, I think the biggest news from the past week, everybody's aware of it. Mr. Shohei Ohtani and his interpreter, obviously, Ipe, don't remember his last name off the top of my head and probably couldn't pronounce it anyways. But either way, gambling. Now, I don't know what made them change their original story. Or why the heck they changed their original story. Because in my opinion, just looking at it from a purely outsider's perspective, and I feel like a lot of people are probably thinking the same way as I'm about to say this, I think he sewered himself.
Changing your story means that you have something to hide.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Like, that's the way that I'm looking at it. And the original story wasn't even that bad. What they originally said was basically the interpreter had gone to bookies, was in debt, and Shohei helped pay him off. Shohei wasn't implementing himself by any stretch of the imagination, saying, hey, I was gambling on these sports. No, it was, hey, my interpreter is gambling on these sports, and I am helping him pay off his debt, was the initial statement. And then all of a sudden it became, no, he then was stealing money from me to help pay off these debts that he had put himself into. And it's like, dude, the second you retract your original statement and come out with this one, like you just said, Braden, what the heck are you hiding, dude? Like, you shouldn't have opened up this can of worms now, because all of a sudden everybody's, like, for the first couple months, everybody's going to be wondering and asking in the media, like, hey, like, what did you do? Like it's going to be a constant question all throughout the season until something is actually done ramification-wise. Because now I'm not expecting it to be a Pete Rose slam the gavel down, you're basically gone from the Hall of Fame, or even a Shoeless Joe Jackson and the rest of the Black Sox from back in 1919 saying, hey, you're out of baseball altogether. Because I'm sure there's other guys that are doing it within the sport, just no one's been caught, and no one's of this magnitude of Shohei Ohtani, obviously. So yeah, when you're going out there and you're hearing this story, I'm like, dude, like, you, if you guys stuck with the original, I didn't see anything wrong with it.
No, but yeah. You retract the original and you change things. You open the can of worms, like you said.
Yeah, so I mean, no, it's going to be interesting. Obviously, that's going to be, that'll be an ongoing situation. Whatever we hear in the next future, we will try and keep everybody updated. Try and obviously follow along with it yourselves as well as best as you guys can. Mm-hmm. Obviously, some people will hear more stuff than we possibly would up here in Canada. But I'm just looking at it from the outsider's perspective of what the heck did you even do that for, Shohei?
Well, and it's tough, too, because, you know, at such a great time of the year, you hate something like this to be looming over the sport. I hope they can deal with it. I hope, for Shohei's sake, they can clear it. I don't think, in a lot of ways, I think Shohei's, you know, obviously one of the best athletes for the game. He's easy to not like, just because the Dodgers are easy to not like. And something like this, just to get thrown on top. Just makes the water a little muddy.
Well, I think in my opinion, you'd have to go exactly back through his contract, but I got saying this to Braden off the air, where originally when they were signing the contract, if anything happened to Ipe, like the interpreter, where he was no longer a member of the Los Angeles Dodgers, it could activate an opt-out clause. Now, I'm not sure if that would still be applicable in this situation because of obviously the ongoing things. And I'm not saying Shohei by any imagination is going to opt out. Like, I think it would be foolish for him to opt out of his contract. Obviously, the Dodgers are paying him a buttload of money. He's signed until he's, what, 50 years old, basically. Mm-hmm. With the Dodgers, like, obviously he's got his next 10 years, basically the remainder of his playing career, and then 10 years afterwards at $680 million. But I'm just saying there is something worked in there that could possibly be activated for an opt-out clause, which is, like I said, someone would have to do the research and actually explain it to me if it's still applicable or not in this situation. But it's a crazy hypothetical. It could happen. I doubt it will, but I'm just saying. So anyways, Dirtbags, we're going to jump into some more news. Obviously, we liked talking about it last week. Me and Kirk, we got into a bit of a debate as to why or why not Mr. Trevor Bauer should be back in the MLB. I don't know if people were watching that game there the other day with the Mexican pay-per-play team. Same idea as what he did with the Japanese team there a couple weeks ago. But once again, Trevor Bauer went out and shoved. And it wasn't against the Yankees minor leaguers. It was against the big boys. I saw him striking out Giancarlo Stanton on albeit on a bad backup slide of that Stanton with how hot he was the spring trade to start out with. He probably should have hit it about 500 feet. But he got Anthony Volpe on a strikeout on a nice slider. His fastball was looking live. I think he was sitting about 96 and 98 again. Like, only through three innings. But I'm still looking at it like, man, I just don't know what teams are waiting on.
No. Like, because he's a sure. I mean, I think he jumps right into the Cy Young race any team that he signs with. That's how good he is, and that's how much of a difference maker he is, and that's how much he's committed to his craft. He's shown everything that he needs to show. Obviously, teams are avoiding him because of his history. Any team that rolls a die on him are going to get rewarded in terms of how he performs on the mound.
Well, here's the thing too, right? He's said it very openly. I will sign a 1-year 700, I think league minimum. 740.
Yeah.
I will sign a 1-year $740,000 deal with incentives. Get me on a mound and let me do my thing. And that's just it, man. Like, there's not, and I've talked about it until I'm blue in the face, and it's the same as the steroid boys getting into the Hall of Fame. Listen, what Bauer did, I don't think anybody's going to say was necessarily right or wrong. Obviously, he got off more or less scot-free on the whole situation. It's the girl obviously ruined his reputation. There's no two ways about it.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it scot-free. You go from being a prolific MLB starter to being out of the game.
Yeah.
That's about the opposite of scot-free.
Well, I'm just saying in terms of legal actions and everything like that. He wasn't arrested or anything. But either way, point being, your reputation got ruined in the situation. But I'm looking at it like, man, there are 30 teams in the MLB that could very easily sign this guy to league minimum. And that's what everybody's trying to do. They're trying to keep everything as cheap as possible. Team like Kansas City Royals, with all the moves that they made, I said last week in our episode that they were going to win the AL Central. If the Kansas City Royals go out there and sign a Trevor Bauer, if the Detroit Tigers go out there and sign a Trevor Bauer, those are two teams that he can very easily just slide right into, join their rotations, no problems asked. He's going to come in as a number two or number three on either of those rotations, and he's going to help solidify that team to make them the AL Central champion. There are a lot of teams out there that should be willing to take a chance on this guy.
Absolutely, but there's clearly some public perception issues that they're trying to avoid. And that's the be all end all is they're not signing him because he's not a great baseball player. They're not signing him because they don't want that association.
I was going to say, if you're the Miami Marlins or Tampa Bay Rays or Oakland Athletics, let's just say hypothetically, right? These are teams last year that averaged under 10,000 fans per home game. What do you have to lose in that situation? You're already not getting fans into your stadium. And this guy's going to come in there and make your team better. One of those teams, I'm hoping, just signed him. Just for the sake of it, right? Because it's not like you're losing fans. You're already not getting fans as is. You might as well take a chance. Like, if I'm the A's, right? I know I got, a couple years left in Oakland, basically 3 years left in Oakland. Why not sign him this year to a 1-year deal? You have a good fan base. The fan base would come out there and watch a Cy Young caliber pitcher. They've done it all the time, especially when the A's are hot. They go out there and do that. But we'll get off this topic now. We're going to jump over to some more news. Obviously, Baltimore Orioles signed a Matt Kemp to a 1-year, $1 million deal. he's the second, or sorry, Tony Kemp, sorry, my fault, not Matt Kemp. He's going to be the starting second baseman for the Baltimore Orioles after they cut Colton Wong there last week. This one is an interesting one, right? So obviously Jackson Holliday, we kind of got talking about it off the top. Jackson Holliday, in my opinion, should have been obviously the opening day second baseman for the Baltimore Orioles. Doesn't end up making the team out of spring training. They send him back down to AAA. I think right now he's just been outrighted down to the minors. I'm looking at it, right? How long is Jackson Holliday in the minors for if Tony Kemp doesn't start out at least half decent for the Baltimore Orioles? Is he down there for a couple weeks just for service time manipulation? Is he down there for a month? Like, I can't see him being down there long because he was hitting 350 in spring training. Easy power, had home runs. I think his OPS was right around about 1,000. Similar walk to K ratio. Like, he did everything he could to make the team.
Yeah, he's Bryce Harper level, you know. He's ready to be an MLB player. He's proven everything in the minors. He's flown through it. Anything the kid touches turns to gold. Like you said, if the Orioles start out hot, they don't need him. Probably sits down there longer. If Kemp gets off to a tough start or the Orioles aren't the team that they expect to be, he'll be up in the majors.
And yeah, just one last thing from this past week. We got Ezekiel Tovar, 7 years, $63.5 million extension, includes an eighth year, $84 million, a year and $20.5 million player option. Ezekiel Tovar, the starting shortstop for the Colorado Rockies. Good move. Obviously, basically takes up his entire arbitration years and everything like that and 2 years of free agency. For him, no-brainer. For the Rockies, no-brainer. Good young kid. Looks the part of an everyday shortstop. Played in 153 games last year. 15 home runs, 73 RBIs, 11 stolen bases. Hit 253, 287 on base, and 408 slug. So hopefully that move will work out for the Rockies. Obviously, they got a huge uphill battle to even be competitive in the NL West this year. We'll be right back here after the break, Dirtbags.
Okay, I know I can't be alone on this. Is anyone else behind on their Easter prep? Because it snuck up on me. Good thing I went to Kohl's. I found Sephora beauty finds for under $25 that'll be perfect for my girls' baskets. And I saved 40% on cute dresses for them too. Then I got myself a stylish dress for 20% off plus an extra 15% off. Oh, and I earned Kohl's cash. Kohl's saves the day again. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sephora and kids' Easter looks. Coupons do not apply. 15% offer ends March 30th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to RipGripPro.com. That's RipGripPro.com.
IBM recently released the 2024 X-Force Threat Intelligence Index, highlighting an emerging global identity crisis as cybercriminals double down on exploiting user identities to compromise enterprises worldwide. According to IBM X-Force, in 2023, cybercriminals saw more opportunities to log in versus hack into corporate networks through valid accounts, making this tactic a preferred weapon of choice for threat actors. Noting a 71% increase worldwide in cyber attacks caused by exploiting user logins, cybercriminals are using our expanding digital footprint as a pawn for extortion tactics against businesses. Michelle Alvarez, Strategic Threat Analysis Manager, IBM X-Force.
Cybercriminals are just always looking to improve their margins, and really there's nothing that yields a higher ROI for them than simply logging in. With more fragments of user identities accessible on the dark web and cybercriminals innovating ways to steal valuable credentials, the growing identity crisis that's developing is simply one that businesses and consumers can't afford.
Sponsored by IBM.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. Obviously, news comes out this week. Mr. Wyatt Langford makes the roster. The Texas Rangers outfield, Braden. Right now, it's going to look pretty damn good. You got Evan Carter. You got Wyatt Langford. You got Adolis Garcia. Wyatt Langford or Evan Carter? Who do you think has the better official rookie season?
I mean, based off what we saw from Carter, I have to easy money's on Carter. Based off the hype on Langford, all of a sudden that doesn't become easy money. Either way, I'm excited if I'm the Texas Rangers.
Good problem to have.
Good problem to have. Yeah. And I mean, that's not even including Adolis Garcia, which is one of the best players in the game. Like, flat out. So, I mean, it's the best problem to have in baseball is a ton of young skill. Plain and simple.
Yeah. And I mean, you're looking at it too. Obviously, Wyatt Langford, the hype last year, they were saying basically any other year except for last year, he would have been a surefire number one overall pick.
Yeah.
The Texas Rangers, man. They got a dude at four. Obviously, it's like you got Dylan Cruz and Paul Skeens ahead of him. And both of those guys, they've obviously performed up to the levels that they should be. But yeah, I'm looking at the Texas Rangers outfield right now, man. I mean, Wyatt Langford, obviously the spring training that he had, deserves to be on the opening day roster. Evan Carter, good young player. Obviously, like you said, last year, based on the way he played down the stretch and even in the postseason, helps them win the World Series. That dude was clutch all the time. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting battle between those two. Because obviously with the news about Jackson Holliday getting sent down to the minors, I'd say they're the heavy 1-2 favorites for Rookie of the Year right now. So, good problem to have, like you said. Jumping over, obviously, we get J.D. Martinez, 1-year, $12 million deal with the New York Mets. Good move, bad move. Who's winning that one, do you think? J.D. Martinez, in my opinion, I mean, I think at this point in the spring training, he just had to sign a deal just to get himself ready for the major league season. Obviously, he's going to be down in the minors for, I think, a couple weeks. Definitely 10 days is what they said that he has to be down there for. I think it's a good move by the New York Mets. Obviously, if he performs the way that he normally does offensively, he'll be good trade bait by the deadline. But I think it was kind of a strange head-scratcher move by J.D. Martinez that he just panicked on and had to accept a deal.
I think it's fine, though, because you're on the world's biggest stage to showcase your talent. If you're a free agent and nobody's biting, you do the smart thing. You go to a place where you can showcase your talent, like you said, get moved, show out, get traded to a contender, and then go sign a contract somewhere next year. I think it's the right thing. Who cares? Who cares if it's $12 million or $25 million? It's a buttload of money. You get paid what you're worth in a lot of circumstances. I think J.D. Martinez is worth more than $12 million. And if I'm the Mets, I'm happy with that too.
Yoshinobu Yamamoto makes his major league debut. Obviously pitching over in Seoul, Korea. Then gets demoted down to the number three for the upcoming Cardinals series. Bobby Miller will take his spot in the rotation as the number two going forward. But I don't know how much of the game you actually got to see, Braden, just because it was, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning here, something like that when the game started.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I didn't see it.
So, I watched the first inning. Obviously, that ball was, it was coming out of his hand. Obviously, it was coming out of his hand nice. sitting about 97, 98. But I was not seeing too much movement on that fastball. It was looking flat at 97, 98. And flat at 97, 98 in the major leagues. That's why you have a one-inning, four hits, one walk, five earned runs against stat line like he did. Now, that being said, it's obviously his first start in the major leagues. Obviously, the kid's supremely talented. Otherwise, he wouldn't have gotten the contract that he did. But I'm still just looking at it like, ooh, that's got to have some Dodgers fans a little bit worried for all the hype that this kid's coming with if he's going to do that in his first start.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it time and time again with these Japanese guys making the transition to the MLB. Sometimes it doesn't work. You roll the dice, you spend the money. If it pans out, you end up with an Ohtani. Obviously, in this situation, nobody's ending up with an Ohtani. But, I think he'll be fine. And if he's not, it's the Los Angeles Dodgers. They'll roll it over. You know, they'll sign somebody in 5 years. Everybody makes it out alive.
Then, obviously, big news out of the Miami Marlins locker room with Jazz Chisholm this past week. Jazz Chisholm gets calling out former teammates, basically just some of the veterans on the team just kind of saying like, hey, we had this young kid comes up, hits his first home run, and I think it was his second at bat or something like that up in the major leagues. Then later that week, he ends up doing the Soto shuffle, who, I mean, the kid was like a 20-year-old kid, came up, hits the home run, imitating his favorite player, obviously being Juan Soto. And then the vets on the team at the time were like, dude, what the heck? Like, you're a rookie. Don't be doing this. Don't be showboating, yada, yada, yada. This led to Miguel Rojas, obviously now with the Los Angeles Dodgers, saying like, yeah, I don't appreciate being called out by Jazz Chisholm, yada, yada, yada. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? Like, obviously Jazz Chisholm, young kid, talented, but hasn't really done enough in the major leagues to, in my opinion, to be calling people out.
I don't think you should call people out, but at the same time, it's like, that's who Jazz Chisholm is. Like, the guy's all flash. And he has the skill as well, but you're not going to take that out of the kid. I don't know if calling people out in the media is the right call by any means, but I just think that's Jazz Chisholm being Jazz Chisholm, plain and simple.
Then you get, obviously, Pete Alonso, him coming forward. Now, this is piggybacking off of the J.D. Martinez signing. I like this comment by Pete, especially with Pete being a free agent at the end of the year. He just said, hey, listen, the pressure's on us now. He's like, that sends a clear message to the locker room that we're still trying to compete and we're still trying to win. And you're looking at the NL East, obviously, in I think mine and yours opinions and probably a lot of other people's opinions. Right now, it's a two-team race. You got the Phillies, you got the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, you would imagine. I mean, Braves are the best team in baseball. 1A, 1B with the Dodgers. And the Phillies aren't far, you know, from being in that conversation. The Phillies have only gotten better. But the Mets are a great team. And it's baseball. And there's 162 games. Anything can happen. I love that comment from Pete Alonso. And I agree with him. I don't think that saying at this point in the season or at any point in the season that it's a two-team race. We see it time and time again with baseball. Predicting how the season's going to turn out just makes zero sense. I agree with them.
All right. Here's another one for you. Bold prediction. All right. Obviously, last year we had a 40-40 guy, Mr. Ronald Acuna. Obviously, he ended up going 40-70. This year, do you think that there will be two players that have 40-40 seasons, two or more?
Who do we have in the running?
Obviously, you got Mr. Acuna.
Obviously.
You got Bobby Witt Jr.
Yep.
You got
Julio Rodriguez.
Yep. Now, I don't know if Jose Ramirez can still do it or not, but you got to put him in that conversation because he's been a 30-30 guy. Frankie Lindor is a 30-30 guy last year. There's tons of guys out there. A lot of guys that have the chance to do it. Obviously, I feel like youth has got to be on your side.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at it. I think that there is a legitimate chance that we will have two 40-40 guys this season. One of them being Ronald Acuna, who might even push for 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
he's that one dude in baseball that you're just sitting back and you're like, if there's a guy that could go 50-50,
yeah,
it would be him.
Oh, no question. No question.
And Bobby Witt Jr., I mean, last year he was what, 31 and 49 or something like that?
Yeah, no, he's only getting better. And like you said, that lineup's getting better. So Julio Rodriguez has as likely chance of as anybody. A supreme talent, you know, continues to ascend. Yeah, it's an interesting storyline to follow.
Then obviously you get some guys that are looking for milestones. Clayton Kershaw is about 50 Ks away. Aaron Judge, what did they say? He's about 45 home runs away from 300 for his career. Mike Trout's 32 home runs away from 400 for his career. Out of those three guys, who do you think is most likely to crack a huge, significant milestone? Kershaw's 52 Ks away from 3,000.
That's a lot.
But Kershaw's not pitching until close to the, at least the trade deadline, basically.
I still think that's a lock.
He's got to be the safest one, probably. That's
definitely the safest one. Trout, you never want to bet on Trout. You know, if he plays the full season, I think, you know, that's about as much of a lock as you're going to get. But, yeah, the guy can't stay on the field. And what did you say Judge was?
Judge is about 45 away from three.
They all kind of feel like locks to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are three big names and guys that you don't want to bet against.
No, I agree. Yeah. If all three of them can get healthy and stay healthy long enough, I feel like those are all three significant milestones. Obviously, Aaron Judge is on that Hall of Fame trajectory. Obviously, Kershaw and Trout are already first ballot Hall of Famers, I think, in a lot of people's eyes. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. But yeah, I mean, like you said, Trout, unfortunately, can't play more than 120 games in a season. If he ever could, then I think, yeah, easily he could be in that 40-40 conversation. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, unfortunately, he just doesn't steal bases anymore. So it's one of those ones where, yeah, you got to kind of take it with whatever you can with Mike Trout. But, yeah, I'm looking at it like I feel like out of those three, I'm going to say Aaron Judge is the safest one to me, which sounds crazy considering how far away he is from the home runs. But that dude, I mean, let's be honest, he's Aaron Judge. He just hits a home run like it's nothing. So that's my opinion. Then, yeah, just one last question here coming in, because obviously you weren't in the talks last week with me and Kirk. But who is your World Series champion prediction?
What my heart says?
Yeah.
My heart says the Philadelphia Phillies, because I just want them to get over that hump. And I look at that team and I just think it personifies everything that I love about the game. Yeah. And nothing gets me more excited than watching Phillies playoff baseball. So my heart tells me the Philadelphia Phillies. My head, you know, it's tough to bet against the Braves or the Dodgers. I'm going Philadelphia Phillies. I think they got the grit. I think they got the talent. I think they got, obviously they have the pedigree as well. They've been on the doorstep past couple of seasons. I think the Philadelphia Phillies.
There you go. So Braden's looking at it the same way as me. We both think the Philadelphia Phillies will be World Series champions this year. I said the Phillies are going to beat Seattle. Who do you have?
Coming out of the AL. My gut's telling me the Yankees. I don't know why.
There you go.
My gut's telling me the Yankees. I think upper management is just going to push for it. I think the Yankees are going to do, like, just, you know, throw everything they can at it. I think the Yankees.
Hey, Cashman said this has got to be the year that we get it done.
I think so. Just in terms of how they're constructed, I think that you might have to blow that thing up if it doesn't pan out this season.
There you go, Dirtbags. We'll be right back here with our final thoughts.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for my final thought. Obviously, it's Easter weekend. Piggyback that with opening day. If you're lucky enough and you get Monday off, make it a five-day weekend if you can. If you can get off early tomorrow, try and get off early. Try and enjoy some baseball. If you're fortunate enough to have gotten tickets for opening day, enjoy it. Like I said, you guys feel free to tag us. Feel free to write in. Let us know how your opening day experiences went, opening week experiences went. Obviously, we'll be back here next week to talk about some of the highlights that we've seen from the first week of baseball and everything like that. But man, is it exciting. That time of year, the grind has begun. Obviously, day one, man.
Yep.
Day one of
162.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a long season, but enjoy every second of it because you know it goes quick.
Yep. No, so, like, that's the way that we're looking at it. If you guys are out there playing baseball right now, obviously, good luck in your seasons. Good luck in your upcoming seasons if your seasons haven't kicked off yet. Hopefully everybody's healthy, everybody's doing well. Enjoy your Easter weekends, enjoy time with family. Take a break, obviously. Recalibrate yourself, come back after the long weekend. Let us know how life's going and everything like that for all you guys. Obviously, we want to give a shout out to our sponsors here quickly. The Rip Grip Pro, excellent hitting aid. The Rope Trainer, obviously an excellent throwing and pitching aid. Those guys, they've been with us for, well, basically since day one, and they're helping keep the show running and everything like that for us. So we thank you very much. Obviously, we thank the guys over at Sports Byline USA for allowing us to talk and do this on a weekly basis. But man, yeah, we're just so excited over here. We're so ready for that season to get rolling. We're ready for our chances to go down to Toronto, watch some games. We're hoping to get down to the States a few times this year, go to a few games. So if we're lucky enough to go down to some games. We'll be sure to let the fans know which stadiums we're getting to this year, so you guys can give us some insight as to where we should go, what areas of the ballpark, what food they got, all that type of stuff. But anyways, dirtbags, it is that time, unfortunately, for us to get up, get after it, and get dirty. So thank you very much. Braden, take it away.
I just got to plug my Blue Jays first, even though I'm not optimistic. Let's go, Blue Jays. Everybody, thanks for listening. You know what to do. You stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.